A story influenced by the philosopher Plato. A remarkable journey awaited in the buzzing classroom, where inquisitive minds sought knowledge. The students embarked on an exciting journey known as classroom time travel, driven by their fascination with history. A hidden supernatural portal within their school walls was ready to transport a visitor from the distant past. The Greek philosopher Plato is visiting to engage in discussions with the students and answer philosophical questions that explore various concepts and ideas within the realm of philosophy. For students, the philosopher and the teacher participate in the discussion. The students are in pairs and have different philosophical works and dialogues by Plato in front of them. Teacher, please sit in pairs. We are delighted to have the great philosopher Plato with us today. Our guest is widely known as the philosopher that features Socrates as the main character in his philosophical investigation, where he explores a multitude of concepts and ideas. One of Plato's most famous works is The Republic, in which he explores the complex concept of justice and presents the idea of a utopian society ruled by philosopher kings. You are invited to talk with him and find answers to your questions. Feel free to ask anything you would like as the discussion is open. Philosopher, good morning, class. I am delighted to be here with you and thank Mr. Jason for the invitation. I am confident that we will engage in a very creative dialogue. The hand of a student, who was usually the most fearless in the class, shot up in the audience. Christine, it's a pleasure to have you here with us today. Can you share a bit about yourself? Plato, certainly. As you already know, I am Plato, recognized as one of the world's most famous and extensively studied ancient Greek philosophers. I was born in Athens in 428 or 427 BC. The exact year remains a mystery. Lewis, and who was your primary influence? Plato, I was a student of Socrates and went on to teach Aristotle. Although I was primarily influenced by Socrates and conveyed and expanded on his ideas and techniques, I was also influenced by Heraclitus, Parmenides, and the Pythagoreans. Nevertheless, Socrates' philosophical exploration served as the foundation of my philosophy. Thus, I consider Socrates to be my primary influence. Mary, we've heard about your academy. Can you tell us more about it? Plato, certainly. In 387 BC, I founded the Academy in Athens, often referred to as the world's first university. There, I trained other great and equally influential philosophers, such as Aristotle, who studied there for 2 decades. Throughout my life, I traveled and lived in Cyrene, Italy, Sicily, and Egypt, before eventually returning to Athens and founding the Academy. Teacher, Plato is renowned for his theories on metaphysics. Would you like to learn a bit more about this? Christine, yes. I was wondering if you think that your philosophy influenced other philosophers? Plato, certainly. My philosophy influenced a wide range of other philosophers, across various branches, including metaphysics. The core of my metaphysics can be found in my famous theory of forms. Lewis, could you tell us more about this theory? What is it about? Plato, that is an interesting question. According to this theory, there is a higher reality that goes beyond our changing world sensed through experience. This higher reality is made up of forms, which are eternal, unchanging entities that can be understood through the intellect rather than the senses. Thus, our everyday reality stems from these forms. The things that I consider real are not the things that are permanent and unchanging, but what can be comprehended and grasped through knowledge and understanding. Mary, which of your works do you consider the most significant? Plato, let me reflect on that for a moment. As a philosopher, providing a precise answer is not simple. If I had to choose one, I'd go with The Republic, where ethics, political philosophy, moral psychology, epistemology, and metaphysics are intricately integrated into an interconnected and systematic philosophy. Miria, how would you describe your writings? Plato, most of my writings take the form of dialogues, often featuring Socrates as the main speaker. In The Republic, I argue in defense of a just life and its integral link to a fulfilling existence. One of the dialogues depicted in The Republic is the well-known allegory of the cave. Christine, could you tell us about the allegory of the cave? Plato, of course, the allegory of the cave is a tale that revolves around education and philosophical learning. It serves a dual purpose. It symbolizes my view on reality and essence, and it teaches the importance of philosophy in revealing the true nature of things. Seeing the student's confusion, the philosopher simplifies his explanation. Plato, to explain it briefly, the allegory begins with some prisoners being tied up in a cave and facing a wall. Their necks are tied too, which makes it impossible for them to turn their heads. All they can see is a wall with a lot of shadows, which are created by the reflection of different objects. Lewis, what is the significance of these objects? Plato, these objects are being carried around by others in front of a fire, but the prisoners are not aware of this. They have spent their whole lives in the cave, facing the wall, so that's all they know. To them, the shadows are real, because that's their entire experience. They learn to predict the shadows' movements and think they understand the truth around them. Then, one of the prisoners is set free and immediately realizes that what they have been seeing their whole lives are actually shadows of real objects. The prisoner then realizes that their entire reality was just a shadow of the actual reality outside of the cave. Mary, what happens then to the prisoner? Plato, the prisoner ventures out the cave to explore the real world. At first, the prisoner is blinded by the sun, having lived in darkness their whole life, but then sees that the sun illuminates everything, like reason illuminates the true nature of things. After discovering the true world, the prisoner goes back to the cave to share her insights with the other prisoners. However, having experienced the real world, the prisoner struggles to perceive the shadow world as before. The other prisoners mock her, perceiving her as a fool. They feel threatened by her questioning the shadow world. They are content in their ignorance and resist the idea of being liberated,